Cat Pay the Devil, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Rousseau Murphy. Narrated by William DeFries. Chapter 1. At the edge of the sea, the small village, even among the shadows of its lush oaks and pines, seemed smothered by the unseasonal summer heat that had baked into every stairway and crevice and shop wall. The rising coastal temperatures, mixed with high humidity from the sullen Pacific, produced a sweltering steam bath that had lasted through all of July, and was not typical for the central California coast. The scent of hot pine sap was mixed sharply with the salty stink of iodine at low tide, and from the narrow streets the scent of suntan oil rose unpleasantly to the three cats where they sprawled on a cottage rooftop in the ineffectual shade of a stone chimney, indolently washing their paws, avoiding the crush of tourists' feet and the scorching sidewalks, which felt like a giant griddle. If a cat stood for a moment on the concrete, he'd come away with blistered paws. Joe Gray's white paws felt blistered. The gray tomcat sprawled, limp, across the shingles, his white belly turned up to the non-existent breeze as he tried to imagine cool sea winds. Near Joe, the long-haired tortoiseshell lifted her head occasionally to lick one mottled black and brown paw. Kit had the longest coat of the three, so she was sure she suffered the most. Only dark tabby Dulcie was up and moving, irritably pacing. Joe watched her, convinced she was fretting for no reason. But you couldn't tell Dulcie anything. She had worked herself into a state over her housemate, and nothing he could say seemed to help. Below them on the narrow streets, the din of strangers' voices reached them.